You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, January 9th, 2017, week 187 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
So, since it's Monday, let's do the whole thing where we're like, oh yeah. Today's superhero and Star Wars news. Tomorrow's leftovers. Day after that is Wednesday, which you know, because you guys can do dates and stuff. How crazy would it be if we had like a huge listener base that are just like listening to us, like to know what they're day like, of the week what, it is?
Yeah, they're like, oh, they're like always, little children. They always tell us when they start the episode what day it is.
Yeah, so it's like in order to get, like instead of using kindergarten an app or
something,
stuff.
Yeah, instead of do something simple, we turn on this podcast and just listen to the first 30 seconds of it
until they start saying terrible things.
They're like, whoa, turn that off, turn that off.
So Wednesday's reviewed. And discussion, Thursday's America's Sweetheart with This Week in Movies and the Now, and trailer talk, and then Friday's Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. And throughout the week, we tell you what's new on Netflix that you can view. So, yeah. I was listening to another podcast, and they play this game that I was like, oh, I wonder how good you'd be at that game, where they put two celebrities and you have to try to figure out which one is older and which one is younger.
Oh, I like that.
It was pretty deceptive.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm assuming you pick people that seem like you would do a like Forrest Whitaker. Okay, Forrest Whitaker, like we were talking about last week.
Yeah,
you Forrest Whitaker, like I don't know, Lawrence Fishburne, and like somebody,
and like Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, I mean that may be too obvious, but like
yeah, but like okay, like here's one. Here's one.
Okay, what's
one? Idris Elba and Will Smith.
Will Smith's got to be older, right?
Yeah, he is older.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even think of.
Only because I know Will Smith's been around for forever.
Yeah. Well, we're not English. Like, Idris Elba's
British. Yeah, to me, he's been around.
Who knows how long he's been around over there?
That's a good point.
He was on The Wire.
Yeah.
Old show.
Yeah. But, like, I get how you could see that Idris Elba looks older as, like, just some people, like, some people at 20 look old, like, they look like older
he
people.
He looks like an adult. Where Will Smith exactly. still looks
he's
like...
still, I'm Fresh Prince, he's still like he's a still kid, like even though I know he's...
Big Willie.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. I forgot the other one. There's like Angelina Jolie or someone. How old do you think Angelina Jolie is?
I think he'd be good at that game. Definitely 40s. Like 44?
I don't think so.
You think? I think you're probably right. I think she's. Yeah, I'm probably. It's probably like early.
41. Yeah. Anyways.
I forgot she started really young.
Yeah, she started like Hackers and stuff, but like super young.
Yeah.
But yeah. So. Let's talk about some superhero news. Only movie news. Well, we have a little bit of TV news, I guess, but mainly superhero movie news. Black Panther news. Sterling K. Brown has signed on. When is this movie supposed to come out? This year?
Next year. I want to say it's like February of 2018.
Is that Black History Month? Yeah, it is.
I think I remember that being news when it happened. They could have shifted dates. I know it's next year. It's before Infinity War.
Well, I know it's Black History Month because February is the shortest month of the year.
Yeah. I know that's Black History Month. I just remember it was news that it was going to be released Black History Month, and I don't remember if it changed or not, but I know it's before Infinity War.
Do you think it's only Black History Month in America? Do you think other countries have Black History Month?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. That's
like England?
I could be wrong, but I feel like that's it. Sounds like a very American
like
thing.
Like Canada had slavery too. They just abolished slavery like 30 years before us.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. So now that means like in the North, that was a crazy 30 years, I think, because you're like, yo, I could live in the North, not a slave.
Mm-hmm.
Go back up to Canada. Like, I might be a slave again. Like, people are just running to that middle section. It was like the Oreo cream.
That's true.
Of a slavery sandwich.
Yeah, there's probably like get some weird stories. Like
where people ran from Canada to the North.
Yeah.
Because they're like, yo, there's no slavery here.
Yeah. So I want to hear those stories. Make a movie about that.
Yeah, Canadian slaves.
Yeah, you never hear about Canadian slaves, do you?
Well, we wouldn't hear anything about America. Yeah,
like, we don't hear anything about Canada, period.
But
so.
They hear a lot about us.
True, true. We inundate them with all ours, and we assume they should know ours. Like, I'd be upset they didn't know our history.
Yeah, but like, do you know who the president of America is? Like, yeah, of course, Obama. For a few more days.
For a couple more days.
I'm like, how long did it take you to learn that? They're like, almost 8 years.
I just figured that out.
Yeah. They're like, who's the prime minister of... Do you know who the prime minister of Canada is?
It's that young guy. Justin Trudeau. Like Louis Theroux, right?
He's the author?
Right? They're the same person. Yeah, Trudeau, right?
Yeah.
He's really young. He just got elected fairly recently.
Yeah.
Less than a year ago.
Who was the prime minister before that?
I don't know.
I couldn't be bothered to know.
I couldn't tell you. How does he affect my life at all?
Exactly.
I mean, American president affects the world's lives, really.
Yeah, I imagine the daily briefings for Canada's president is like, this is what's going on in America.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, this is what they're doing. You got to work with them to make sure they're not screwing us over.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Like, how? So Obama's almost out, and Donald Trump's going to be here. So remember how we thought you had like a plush job? Not anymore.
It was gonna be, but you know, it's not.
So,
yeah. So Sterling K. Brown, he was Chris Darden. He played Chris Darden. He was Chris Darden. He played Chris Darden in that OJ FX series, and he's
American Crime Story.
Yeah, that's it. And then I think he's on the show like right now, like the show This Is Us on that NBC show.
Yeah, I heard it's a sad show.
Yeah. I think he's on that show too, but. This cast just gets more and more stacked every time they say a name. It's just a ridiculous cast.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
I love when people are like, this is the most diverse cast in Marvel. I'm like, not really.
No, it's all...
It's actually the opposite. It's like the least diverse cast.
Yeah.
I think it's like 97% black.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not...
It's the least white cast.
Yeah, that's the term.
It's the cast full of minorities.
Yeah.
Because it's like 97%
doesn't mean
minorities.
It's not diverse. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Except,
but
like,
then also, I don't like it when like white people are like, "Well, it's not most diverse. Like, it's different." When, okay, don't point it out. It's
just
like the least white movie. Like, we all know it's the least white movie.
Yeah.
When we say most diverse, we just assume less white people.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is nothing wrong with white people. You guys have made great movies for many years.
Sure.
You wouldn't agree with that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
White people make, like, some of the best movies.
Yeah. Not because they're white. It's just,
they've
had more chance.
Exactly.
For some reason.
For some reason. Yeah, I wonder what that reason is.
Well, yeah. Like, a lot of reasons, but I was thinking about that. We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Yes. So, Black Panther, good news. I think news actually came out today that they start filming soon.
Yeah, like all this filming news came out.
Yeah,
for...
that doesn't really matter. They're filming, obviously. Yeah. They're like filming, like Avengers in like Scotland or something.
Yeah.
Sorry. I never look ahead.
Yeah.
I always assume you didn't put it there. Okay. Because it just came out.
Yeah.
Anyways, Black Panther.
You have to realize that's all I do is read news all day. So I'm like, oh, this is relevant to the podcast.
I know.
Put that in there.
I know. But yeah, Black Panther, good stuff. And we also have another movie coming out this year, Thor Ragnarok. We finally get a synopsis for it.
This is crazy. I did not expect this movie to be like this.
Yeah, yeah, me either. But I think this movie's going to be awesome. It's definitely going to, it can't not be the best Thor movie. I'll be very shocked.
I like The Dark World, though. I know a lot of people don't like, that was the best Thor movie, because that's not hard to say.
Well, there's only two Thor movies. They're arguably... Compared to like the Iron Man movies and the Captain America movies, which each have three movies, it's clearly the bottom rung of those three sets of trilogies. Well, maybe this one will up it, but I think this one will be the best Thor movie. I can't see it not being.
But do you think people are going to be like, oh, Marvel? Well, let's read the synopsis first.
Okay, so the synopsis we got is... in Marvel Studios' Thor Ragnarok, Thor is imprisoned on the other side of the universe without his mighty hammer and finds himself in a race against time to get back to Asgard to stop Ragnarok, the destruction of his homeworld and the end of the Asgardian civilization at the hands of an all-powerful new threat, the ruthless Hela. But first, he must survive a deadly gladiatorial contest that pits him against his former ally and fellow Avenger, the Incredible Hulk.
So, what are the chances that we see Mark Ruffalo in this movie as Mark Ruffalo?
I would like if we didn't see him at all. I'm convinced we will see him because...
That's great. I don't think we should see him either.
I want just an all-Hulk movie, but like with all-Hulk, but I know like he's like, I'm Bruce Banner, whatever character, whatever. But I think we...
Great impersonation.
I think they're not just going to... He's not going to just show up on the planet and then Hulk will be there. They're going to explain to us...
How Hulk got there?
Yeah.
No.
And
I assume the spaceship, the quad jet or whatever, crash lands on this...
That's a dumb idea.
That's
though.
A dumb assumption because like how there's no way is they it can flying? Space What's their travel? Fuel source? Like, yeah. How could it fly so long?
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't have any space travel. They haven't shown us they have any space travel. I know.
They're like level 20 billion clearance.
Yeah, I guess. Not even, in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show, they show you none of that. They're like, nah, that's even higher level than these guys.
Yeah, because like, what's his name? Main dude?
Coulson?
Yeah, he's probably not that even high up.
Well, he was the director for a second, and then it's all confusing. I could go on and explain it, but it's weird.
Okay.
So I won't. I choose not to. But
yeah. Do you think people are going to be like, oh, that's all we want in our superhero movies now? Like the average person, not like anyone that's a nerd.
What do they want?
Hero fighting hero. Batman versus Superman. Captain America versus Iron Man.
Yeah, but I don't think people want that because they're like,
Thor versus
even
Hulk.
After seeing Batman versus Superman, people are like, why? I don't get it. Why are they fighting?
Yeah, but I'm saying like that's what people are like, oh, is that all they think we want? Showing some tits. That's the average person in my head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It is weird that they're doing back-to-back like verses, but like this is pretty, it sounds exactly.
Well, no, not back-to-back verses.
Not back-to-back. I know, Doctor Strange, and you're going to have Guardians and Spider-Man in between. So I guess that's three movies in between. So I guess it's not back-to-back at all, really.
Yeah, unless we see some Iron Man on Spider-Man action in Spider-Man. That would be pretty crazy.
Though. True.
Can't imagine Tony blasting a little kid out of the sky.
It'd be funny if he did, though. What if he just kills Spider-Man? And then he's like...
Oh, that'd be crazy. And he's like the villain?
He's like, suck it, Sony. They're just like messing with Sony. They're really trying to just kill Spider-Man.
That'd be a
reason.
Great story arc, though. I wouldn't mind seeing Tony Stark become like a huge villain.
Well, they tried to do that for Civil War, kind of.
What? He was a hero.
Yeah, okay.
In my eyes.
Shooting Spider-Man, like, you'll be like, he's still a good guy. When will they make him a villain?
I'm saying like blatant like disregard for human life level after he kills Peter. He's like, I wanted, you are like a son, and pretty much the Obi-Wan Kenobi speech to Anakin. You are like a son to me.
I could see that.
You were supposed to bring balance to the Force, like you did. He helped Iron Man, he helped Iron Man out a lot. He is Anakin Skywalker. We just need to be disappointed by him soon.
Spider-Man?
Yeah.
All right.
Just much better than
maybe that's what happens in
kids.
The movie. We don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe Michael Keaton's the good guy the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm the Vulture. I'm trying to help.
Maybe Aunt May gets torched really early on.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Jimmy Olsen did in Batman vs. Superman. Like, let's get a main character. Let's kill him.
I was going to say like Aunt Beru.
Oh,
so I was.
You're in your Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm in my Star Wars zone. Or no, she'd get kidnapped, right, and then like murdered. What does? Do we assume that she was like raped or something?
We don't know what happened. It's this creepiest thing. Maybe there's a comic about it.
To his mom, right? Like she must have been like raped. Anakin's mom.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I thought like she was just like midichlorian. I thought someone raped her through midichlorian.
No, okay. Well, that's my theory. That's my first theory. I'm saying, what did the Tusken Raiders do to her? Because she was kidnapped by the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah,
right?
Why did they like kidnap her? Why wouldn't they just kill her? Like, what are they doing to her? I never understood that either.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, she was just a slave.
Yeah. Why not? Why didn't they just kill her or like whatever?
When she was freed eventually, right? Because someone bought her.
No, you're going out of order. She was owned. She bought by Lars. She's with Lars, and then the Tusken Raiders kidnapped her.
Yeah, I'm saying Watto. Like I was thinking Watto. So like, she left Watto.
Mm-hmm.
She got bought by Lars.
Yeah.
Became his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, and Anakin was...
Anakin already was there. He was there Anakin as a kid left? With Watto. Yeah. Didn't you not see Phantom Menace?
Wait, okay, so...
I don't know where
you're both of them were slaves for Watto.
Yeah. And then Anakin the die, he's like, the red is the mother yeah. and the blue is the boy. And then yeah, he cheats.
He forces it. Which is, yeah. Jedi are cheaters.
Yeah. Games of chance. He should have picked up that he was a Jedi, though.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you, kind of some kind of Jedi trying to do some mind trick? Like, he was literally trying to do a Jedi mind trick, and he figured out he was trying to do a Jedi mind trick. Yeah. Yet he's like, I don't think this guy's a Jedi. That was weird.
Because they don't even work on his species for some reason. Like, you would yeah. think that they would become more powerful. They would have, like,
yeah.
Senate representation, and they're like, hey, we can't be tricked by either of these sides.
Exactly. The Jedi can't influence us. We should
and
be...
And the Sith can't influence us either.
Yeah.
They're the Swedes of the Star Wars universe.
Exactly. So you would think they would have more power.
Instead of just being, like, Jewish, used parts dealers.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, so they're both slaves, and at mm-hmm. the end of, at the end of Phantom Menace, Anakin's free.
Yeah, because they win the pod race.
He wins the pod race.
Yeah.
Then when he returns, we find out that Lars bought her
yeah.
freedom and married her.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the Tusken Raiders kidnap her.
Yeah.
He finds her body.
Well, she's still alive, barely. Barely.
And then he finds her. And
then she dies, and then he kills all the Tusken Raiders.
Including the kids.
In that village. Yeah. The children.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What did they do to her? Maybe they just kidnap her for ransom or something?
I don't think they think that way.
No.
Like, I don't know how much, like... Well, we only get it from, like, the main character's perspective, so we don't really know. I always think, like, people in the Star Wars universe, they're pretty cruel to, like, creatures, to, like, droids, to, like, anything that's not a fully, like, conscious being.
What did the Tusken... Why did the Tusken Raiders torture Shmi?
Yeah. What does it say?
They were fascinated by her resilience, which prompted them to try new methods of torture on her.
Why? What? For what purpose? Do they love torturing people?
Yeah, they're just jerks, it says.
Wow.
I think the best answer is that it is an element of their culture. They could ritually torture prisoners. They could just torture infidels as a form of entertainment, since it's not like there's anything else to do in the desert.
Jeez.
They could torture victims religiously to summon spirits, and it worked. They summoned one hell of a demon. Or propitiate the desert. They could employ torture as a punishment for prisoners who resist. Perhaps Shmi tried to escape or killed or maimed a Tusken while being taken. There are a lot of plausible explanations in there, and I don't think it diminishes anything or renders it random. Or just brings it down to they do bad things because they're bad guys. There's a lot of room to craft a satisfying explanation in there.
Hmm.
Oh, the Tusken and the settlers have a genocide war going. Whoa. With them wiping out the whole settlements and the settlers killing whole tribes. So it could just be like...
they're probably just pissed. They're like, it's like the Native Americans. If they started just killing white people, you'd be like, well...
That's understandable.
I mean, I get it. And kind of
in this day and age?
I mean... That's true. Crazy. I don't know how long this Tusken Raiders tattooing thing's been going on.
That would be crazy, though.
Well, isn't that what happens in the Middle East? They have, like, thousand-year grudges and stuff.
Yeah, I'm saying in America, though.
I know. That's if it was happening here. That's the equivalency.
Yeah, that'd be amazing if it happened.
They still got these
grudges.
If they're
like, yeah, you don't live near the tribal land, man, you'll get kidnapped. Like, they'll just kidnap you and torture you.
Yeah. That would be weird.
Yeah, like, what is going... Wow.
Like, this is the crazy world we live in.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyways, that was related to Thor Ragnarok somehow. Yeah. But
New Mutants news. It will bring back James McAvoy as Xavier.
Nah.
No, you say?
Ah.
Okay. I thought I was like, whoa.
Nah.
Disapproval
no.
from
Bring back Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the only one that's like things aren't popping off for.
Yeah,
that's why.
He's the guy.
He's the least famous of the three.
They can afford him. I don't think he's going to demand an exorbitant
amount.
But then,
wasn't it, what's her name? She was like, I want to be in the Marvel Universe. I was like, how? Your character's so insignificant.
Yeah. No one cares. Like, Mystique's not that big a character. They only made her bigger because she was Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, I don't know what X-Men, what they're doing. But Who knows?
Yeah. And then Avengers Infinity War is going to start filming at the end of February in Glasgow, Scotland. I wonder what they're going to do over there. That's weird.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not, because they always film the Avenger movies in, like, weird locations.
Yeah, because they did, like, Korea and, like, Africa.
Yeah, South Africa. Yeah, they did, like,
I think they're going to film it. I mean, they're going to film this all over, too.
Yeah.
And how do we know they're filming Infinity War? Aren't they, like, jumping between scenes of, like, movies and, like...
I have no idea.
They're filming at the same time, I'm pretty sure.
Both of them?
Like, yeah.
Two parts?
I think so.
Yeah, but I figure, like, the first part is going to be, like, the principal... Like, with the, because like, I think there's going to be a big cast change in between the two parts.
Yeah, I agree.
So they could probably film the first one.
The first one or something. I don't know.
They'll film the first part, edit that, and like do post-production and film the second one while the first one's in post-production.
I wonder if they film a lot of fake-outs stuff.
Yeah, and do like a lot of contract stuff like they did last time.
Yeah.
With Ultron.
Yeah. Do some weird stuff.
Who knows?
I don't know. It's a mystery.
Yeah. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp is going to start filming in June in Atlanta.
That one comes, that's also 2018, I believe. Jeez. Right after Infinity War.
So many good movies next year. So many good movies
this year. This year is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like looking at a list of the movies coming out. It's just like crazy. Like, who knows? A lot of them probably won't be any good.
Yeah.
But just a lot of big name movies coming out.
Like, King Arthur.
Yeah, is that movie still coming out this year?
I have no idea.
It should have came out last year for some reason.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out last year, and then they kept, like, they randomly push out the date.
It's like, that sounds bad to push it this year, because
there's a lot of competition this year.
Yeah, it's kind of...
Bye Bye Man, that movie's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Apparently last year, Disney had the four of the five highest grossing movies or something.
Makes sense. You got Star Wars, Captain America...
Yeah, because you still have Force Awakens money that you made this year.
Oh, yeah, if you're counting that, too, yeah.
And then
you got the
Dory.
Animated movies.
Yeah, so Star Wars, Civil War.
Probably.
Finding Dory. Something else. Moana, I think, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. I don't know.
They didn't have any, like, live... Oh, Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, yeah. I was thinking about, like, one of the biggest flops of the year this year, or today. I think it was Inferno.
Oh, yeah, that was a big flop.
Huge flop.
With Tom Hanks.
With America's Sweetheart, Tom Hanks.
Yeah. That was a huge flop.
Yeah. Let's talk about Star Wars movies, which we kind of already did, but we'll talk.
Go back to
actual news. Rogue One does not have an extended cut.
Ah. It kind of makes sense because I feel like... Because you know how they did all these reshoots and like all that stuff in the trailer that's not in there?
Yeah.
I think because they usually don't show you deleted scenes or extra scenes if it makes the movie different. And I think all the scenes they have is a different movie.
Yeah. Well, not just that.
Like
but
different
like,
plot points. Like they're on the beach and
a
whatever.
Lot of the reshoots and stuff were scenes that they added for like the viewer's benefit.
Yeah.
Because apparently they weren't going to do the prison scene where Jin is in prison in the beginning.
Yeah, they weren't going to do that.
You were just going to see her as a child and then like being kidnapped by the rebellion or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just going to go straight.
Yeah, I think everything they did actually worked well.
Yeah.
Because I think it was all like story-wise where I was like, I could have even had more of that.
Yeah.
And that would have been what I wanted. So I think everything they added was like, I like that prison. That was a cool introduction.
Yeah.
I thought. Like you've never seen something like this in a Star Wars movie, like
how a prison operates.
Yeah,
looks exactly. Kind of like that one from Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, it did kind of look like that. So I'm guessing that's why like they don't have an extended.
Oh, Rises, sorry, Rises.
Oh yeah,
I was like, holy shit, I got it right.
Return. Oh,
no,
I actually went with. I've given up on correcting the Returns and Rises. But yeah, it makes sense because the movie is it probably just doesn't have any additional. Stuff that doesn't change the movie.
Yeah.
I guess
but this was interesting to me. Apparently, there's a cut of Rogue One before the script was finished. Or no, maybe it's after the screenplay was first finished.
Mm-hmm.
Where the director pretty much cut like 100 movies, cut scenes out that he wanted to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it all together.
That's
so there's like
crazy.
Alien and all these different movies, and he cut it all together. And it's like pretty much Rogue One.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't know, like...
But that's genius.
Oh, it's very genius.
It's like, I imagine Quentin Tarantino does the same thing or something.
Yeah.
Because a lot of his scenes are like shot for shot remakes.
Yeah. I want it to feel like this scene. I want it to feel like that.
I mean, it worked out for him.
Yeah. It's just crazy you have like that many movies in mind that just come to you that you're like, oh, we can do this. It's like that. I guess it's not that hard.
Not when you're like a nerd, because he's like a nerdy director.
He's a very nerdy director. Like he's, like he's probably a bigger Star Wars fan than JJ.
Yeah.
It seems like.
Yeah.
So that's pretty, that's probably came easy to him. Movie nerd fan.
Yeah. Nerd.
Look what we're doing. Yeah. Podcast on.
On movies. Han Solo news.
Woody Harrelson is eyed for this movie. He's being looked at for the role of Han Solo's mentor.
Always this guy now.
He's always a mentor for to these young actors. That's
Edge of 17, Zombieland,
Hunger Games
trilogy. Now this.
Yeah, this is kind of seems to be his thing, and I like him in all of his roles where he's a mentor.
Oh, I also that reminds me that I screwed up my top 10 movie list. I
forgot
to put Edge of 17 in there.
Oh yeah.
Because that would definitely edge out Don't Breathe. I don't know where it falls in there, but I love that movie. It's really good. As soon as we finished recording, I was like, oh, what a mistake I made.
Yeah, it's like, obviously. That's why you shouldn't have gone through the top tens. You should have looked at movies that came out. Because there's always stuff in there that's just somehow doesn't make it through. But look at this cast. It's got like Donald Glover, Emilia Clarke, Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, and that kid.
And that kid, Karen Egerton,
which one is he?
Oh, no, it's Aldrich something. I don't know who he is, but everybody else is it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he could be good. I assume he's good and he won the auditions.
Yeah. And then episode 9 news, because they already filmed episode 8, obviously, it's coming out this year.
Mm-hmm.
So episode 9, apparently Princess Leia was going to be a huge part of the movie, and obviously that can't happen anymore.
Yeah.
So the Brain Trust got together to outline her future in the universe, and I believe that's JJ, Kathleen Kennedy, the writer of Empire Strikes Back.
Colin Trevorrow.
And then Colin Trevorrow. That's quite the room. That's very... I wonder what security was like in that room. Like, you can't help. It's like the KFC. Like, two people Skyped in from remote locations for safety.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
That room. We still have the Star Wars universe intact.
Yeah.
I'm curious what they're going to do, actually.
Yeah.
It's a tough call. Why is it like it's probably happened like in the past, but like this happened like Paul, like it's happened recently. Yeah, like Paul Walker,
Philip Seymour Hoffman, just young, quote unquote, young people are dying.
Yeah. So it's just,
and they're making more trilogies.
Just terrible. Yeah, they're just making so many movies that. But you know, they had like a $40 million insurance
policy
on Carrie Fisher or something.
That always is curious to me, because I'm like, a business, like as a business you can take out a insurance policy on your employee, but like the employee's family doesn't see any of that. Like, that seems kind of shady. It makes sense.
Well, I mean,
like, that's a separate life insurance policy.
I think it makes sense in something like, well, I'm sure, yeah, in this context it makes sense for like a production, because you're relying so much on
one person, which is why a lot of people are uninsurable. Like Charlie Sheen for a while was uninsurable.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson for a while was uninsurable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, that's why they didn't get cast, because if you can't get insurance that your movie's going to be made,
then you're taking a huge risk.
If in reality, $40 million for Disney is nothing.
Yeah.
Because
I'm just
saying, the amount of money that
they
would have made.
They made more money from her. Like, I doubt they paid her $20 million each movie. So it's like,
oh, that's true.
They made more money than they ended up paying her.
Yeah, but you take an insurance policy out on, not on lost wages that you would have paid out. You take it on the amount of money that you would have made with that person.
Yeah.
So like $40 million is nothing.
Oh yeah.
Because like their defense is like, oh yeah, the movie's going to make $40 million less than it would have if we had Prince, which I don't think it would. Like,
of course that won't happen. Like, if anything, it would make more on the episode 8 end.
And 9. Because it's the last movie.
Yeah. It's one of those tough things. It's weird. You got to think about this like immediately after someone dies. It's just, there's still a business to keep going.
And then it's like, oh, wait, do we stop selling the bikini Princess Leia?
I think they already did.
The slave Leia?
I think they already did.
Yeah, but do they start doing it again?
Oh, no.
Do they stop selling like Princess Leia toys?
No.
What about the hologram Princess Leia? When it's like she's from R2-D2's hologram? You stop selling that one?
No, I don't think they're going to stop doing anything.
Yeah.
I think they're going to just... People know it's a character. And
they... Princess Leia Tsum Tsums. That one right there.
But I wonder if they're going to edit... They may have to like change... It may change 8 too, because what if her thing set up something that they can't do because she's not 9?
Yeah.
So it's like... It, kind of.
First scene of 9, they just see the rebel base explode.
Yeah. Like a terrible. But like, that's the problem. It's a hard thing because you. They did the same. I guess they did the same thing with like in Leonard Nimoy in like Star Trek Beyond in the third one because mm-hmm. he died. And then they had that in the movie where he died.
Yeah.
In that.
It was like, what was it? They did something really weird. Wasn't it like a card or something and it had like all the dead people on it?
It, like, well, they had like a hologram, something. I don't know about a card.
It was like a hologram for a funeral or something. It was really, I remember when I saw it, I was like, whoa, like this is not okay. Like it seemed less okay than how they normally deal with death in a movie where they're like, oh yeah, here's a hologram or not hologram, CG of the person. This one, I remember it was like something or like, all right, like it had to, like he died and they're like, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because he was like, he was an ambassador or something.
Yeah. Ambassador Spock.
Yeah, it's like rest in peace, Ambassador Spock. And I was like, whoa, like he died in 2 plates. Like, that's double the death.
Yeah.
At least with Paul Walker, they did it right, where he's just like, I'm going to live with my family.
I don't know if they did that right, though. Yeah. It's story wise, it's just weird. It's just weird. Not that Fast and Furious is about story anyway.
Yeah. But like, I'd rather have that happen than like, be like, oh yeah, they died. Like, then have to mourn 2 deaths.
Yeah, the character.
I have to mourn Spock's death, and I have to mourn Leonard Nimoy's death.
But think about it in Star Wars, if they're like, oh, Princess Leia, oh, she's like, she's off-screen doing stuff, or like, what is she doing? She's not going to stop.
She's like a general and stuff.
Yeah, but she's just not in the movie, even though it's about her son.
They had to put her in hiding because First Order, the New Order, was trying to capture her. Something, I don't know.
Is a tough thing to do.
Do you think whatever Kylo Ren is make, sad?
The character?
Yeah.
Sad about what?
That has now both of his parents are dead.
But I don't understand. From the character's perspective, if she's not dead though in the movies yet.
Do you think he wants to kill his mother?
No.
Do you think he wanted to kill his father?
No. I don't think he did. I think he just, well, he did. He wanted to be the dark side more than he thought he had to, I think. I don't think he wanted to.
These are the questions that keep me up at night.
Just thinking about Kylo Ren. What's in your head, Kylo
What's
Ren?
What's in your head, you angsty teenage bitch of Darth Vader?
Yeah. Maybe the new movies will show us. We'll go inside Kylo Ren's head.
I don't want to go there. I imagine it's full of terrible eyeshadow makeup and gothic clothes. Do you see that video I think it was this week of from that Hot Topic thing where the guy was like a customer at Hot Topic who's like, yeah, I'm a dragon from
what,
like full real believed in it. He's like, yeah, I need your soul.
Weird.
And the Hot Topic clerk was like, oh really? Like it was like he was just like egging him on kind of with the conversation, just like listening and be like, oh okay,
yeah,
that's how people are. He was saying weird stuff. And I was Hot like Topic's yo a this weird dude place, like he's like, yeah, I need to go back to my dimension and stop people from using this evil power. It was weird, man.
It was just like, what kind of footage?
And the guy was recording on a cell. Oh, okay. Like the other guy, the Hot Topic employee was like secretly recording on the...
Yeah.
Which I'm like, yo, maybe it was fake.
Could That's be, a weird I'm thing, sure there right? are weird people. Not Maybe not to that extent. Maybe. No.
There has to be, right?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of people out there.
True.
Yeah, that's it. On Netflix today, Best and Most Beautiful Things and Ratchet and Clank. I don't know if that's the movie or if that's the TV. I thought Netflix was supposed to release like a TV show.
Oh, really?
Too.
I'm just assuming it's a movie because it usually says like season one or whatever.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
Part of the movie. Come back tomorrow. We got The Leftovers. We're talking about a movie, which is a reboot, I think. I forgot
reboot. It's a reboot.
And then a reboot and then homage, I guess, and then new show, original show, reboot, cancellation, and renovation, which I guess is kind of like a reboot. Yeah, that's all tomorrow. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.